Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Jay Allen Show. Well, last week we got to spend some time together talking about motivation, but this week we're going to take a turn. We're going to change some things up. We are going to take a look around. We're going to talk about mass hysteria. But before I go into that, how have you been? How are things? Are things good and grand inside of your neck of the woods? Because I think it's important. Did you use some of those motivation techniques that we talked about? I hope so. So if you did so, let's follow along and continue talking about some other stuff. If you didn't, well, go back to that episode and take a listen again and see what we can come up with. But this week, I wanted to talk a little bit about mass hysteria and what is it and how does it work. So let's go into that a little bit here. From people dancing in the square until passing to the consequences of someone yelling fire in a crowded theater, mass hysteria is a very peculiar phenomenon. It seems like no one is immune to the possibility of experiencing it or knowing how it will manifest. Historically speaking, occurrences of mass hysteria aren't all as rare as, or new for that fact. I mean, let's think about this as we move forward here. Now that although this may sound a bit, well, unnerving, at first, let's keep talking a little bit about how to find out the most likely reasons behind the phenomenon and some of the more interesting examples. Here, let me explain some mass hysteria that really how it is and how it's manifested itself throughout the years. I think that might be the easiest way to go about this, opposed to me just kind of, just talking about just everything here. So how do we define it? Maybe that's the first thing to talk about. Mass hysteria is a type of psychogenetic illness that can affect anyone regardless of age, gender, and physique. The term psychogenetic means it starts in the mind and has an effect on the body instead of the other way around, which is why everyone can experience it. What's important about mass hysteria is that the symptoms themselves are just as real as in other situations, even though they do not have physical explanation. For the people experiencing it, the events are just as tangible as all other situations. Because of this, and because it has multiple symptoms with different duration, it is very difficult to characterize this phenomenon with certainty. A professor from King's College, however, recently wrote an article giving mass hysteria 5 basic principles or conditions that the event in question should meet in order to be defined as an instance of mass hysteria. So let's talk about this because I know that we tend to talk about principles all the time. So let's talk about this real quick. Number 1, people have to act in a manner they wouldn't normally. Number 2, The reason behind the symptoms themselves should not be that physical disease. Number three, the effects of mass hysteria are not orchestrated response from a third party. Number four, the offset of events is not an organized one, such as riots. And number five, the link between the people should not be coincidental. So think about these as we are talking about it. Should an event meet all of these conditions, it's most likely mass hysteria. The rules themselves might seem a bit broad if you really take a look at it, but they are written in a way so as not to discriminate against anyone experiencing or seeing, as we know so little about this phenomenon. So what are some of the occurrences? So let's talk a little bit more about this. We can find many interesting instances of mass hysteria throughout history. In fact, the first documented cases were as early as the 14th century. As it is the last century alone, there have been more than 70 outbreaks. If we are searching for the first instances of mass hysteria, however, we could likely start with the dancing plagues in Europe during the Middle Ages. Yes, you did hear me correctly there. Dancing plagues. These instances were basically of groups of people who started dancing and could not stop. You can find description of these outbursts in many different documents from different authors. To summarize them, however, the basic notion is that people looked as if they were in some sort of trance, unable to stop dancing until they passed out or died. Yes, I did say died. These conditions lasted for over a month, and some participants were the mere than 400 at a time. So think about that. So far, we have found no explanation on why this happened. Most recently, there are still a lot of cases showing mass hysteria. In the 60s, for example, the kids in school could not stop laughing until the moment in which the school had to close down. When the children were sent home, the laughter spread to their family, and almost the entire city started laughing uncontrollably for about a month. However, mass hysteria is often not with something as lighthearted as dancing and laughing. Rashes, dizziness, and headaches have also been seen in symptoms of mass hysteria on multiple occasions. Most recently, however, the mass hysteria was seen was the symptoms of Tourette's syndrome. Multiple girls started having uncontrollable limb movement and verbal outbreaks with seemingly no explanation. So let's summarize this real quick. So what is the particular phenomenon here? Well, it appears that symptoms in which they manifest are very different and can even have different intensities and duration. People from everywhere in all ages groups can be affected as long as they have something in common. All of these makes characterizations of these occurrences very difficult. However, recently scientists have formulated some baseline as to what falls under mass hysteria to keep working towards the understanding it a little bit better. So as I do bring this up today, do you ever look and think that there's mass hysteria arriving at your work or has occurred at your workplace? It's just a conversation and a question to ask. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, this one today is going to be a short one in comparison to most Safety FM shows, to the Jay Allen Show for today. But it's also the summer, so I know you probably don't want to stick around and take a listen to this for a long period of time. But think about it. Is there times that you think mass hysteria has occurred at your work? Think about it. There's some things to research if you want to do so. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. There'll be another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.